Siyabonga Standegile. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May the 26th. And this is 2015. The program, The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing university and college fees in Zimbabwe and the challenges students and parents are facing to pay for their matriculation.
So everyone, as usual, let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. You can find us on our Facebook at VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle, you can find us on at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our very vibrant WhatsApp number, and that number is 202-465-0318.
To speak live on air, call us at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call, we'll call you back, and you'll be live on air.
And of course, for those of you who are able, we're streaming live on our internet pages. Those pages are voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Students in Zimbabwe, universities and colleges are expected to pay tuition ranging from $500 US, while they're also expected to pay other university fees and accommodation, pushing payments far past $700 each semester in Tunga.
And with such astronomical school fees pricing comes the burden of students and their parents to pay the necessary to make necessary payments. And looking at the prevailing economic conditions with companies closing and workers going months without payment, it is only questionable how parents and students are making due. So tonight, we open up the airwaves to hear from you, the parents, as well as the students.
Yes, in Tunga, and we're hopefully can get a lot of feedback from young Zimbabweans who are in university to find out how they're coping day to day, making these payments in order to get a higher education.
Bongo tatenda ndiyonya irimu dariro nasi kwazwa ivatereri muchirongwa The Connection chirongwa chenyu chirongwa chevechidiki nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya yema fees zvikuru sei kuzvikoro zvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro kumacolleges nekumauniversities. Vabereki uye vadzidzi vakawanda vari kuchema nekuti mari dzavari kubhadhara dzakawandisa. Naizvozvo vamwe vadzidzi vari kunzi vari kutadza kunyora maexamination fees. Maexamination avo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina kubhadhara mafees acho. Lichona njani zvurukandava uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwavasakhulayo lamhlanje khonapha ku Studio 7 ku Live Talk. Sikhuluma ke ngendaba yama fees ikakhulu emakolishini lasema universities lapho abafundi abaningi abakhala ngokuthi imali abayibhadalayo inenga kakhulu iphezulu. Sikhangele kubo University of Zimbabwe iminimum ongayibhatala ebhatalwa ngabafundi $500 kusiya phezulu per semester. Ngalokho abafundi abaningi babikwa besehluleka ukubhala imihloliso yabo ngenxa yokuthi babe bengabhatalanga ama-fees abo. Ngakho abanye bagcina bengasaqedanga izifundo. Yilo ke udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo The Connection, tatenda.
Ntunga, thank you for that there. And of course, I'm hearing in my ear that three of our guests are on standby, so we can say hi to them before we go take a listen to an interview that our colleague Blessing Zulu did yesterday, speaking to the Deputy Minister of Education. So before we go there, I'd like to welcome our guests. First, we have Agency Gumbo on the line. He's a recent graduate at the University of Zimbabwe and a former ZINASU UZ chapter president. Agency, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Satenda.
Thank you. We also have on the line with us Kelvin Mawaire, who is a NASTA student and the founder of Transform Credit Association. Kelvin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. And last but not least, we have Alistair Funye, who is a student at the Midlands State University. Alistair, thank you for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Thank you. How are you?
We are very well.
Thank you all for joining us. But before we take off with you guys, I would like to play, Tatenda said, an interview that our colleague Blessing Zulu had with Deputy Higher Education Minister Godfrey Gandawa yesterday. Producer, roll it.
Since the economic shutdown, we haven't been giving grants and loans to the universities. But as we are speaking now, we are exploring other avenues in which we think we can then find resources to have a revolving fund to assist students coming from poor families. But we are still in the process of trying to create that fund.
And are financial institutions not forthcoming? Like in other countries, they rely on banks, but the government guaranteeing the loans.
We are trying to engage financial institutions in that regard, but we still haven't. You know, I wouldn't say we now have a concrete deal. You know, I don't want to raise expectations to the generality of the people of Zimbabwe, but we are engaging. We are still engaging. And once we get something fruitful from the engagement, then we should be able to tell our people we have come up with any. But at the moment, we are still negotiating.
Thank you there to our colleague Blessing Zulu, speaking there with Deputy Higher Education Minister Godfrey Gandawa.
Yes, aba Sanders Kuma uhlelo The Connection go live talk lingasithumela imbono yenu ngalolu daba lizwile udaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje udaba lama fees aphezulu kakhulu aqala kubo $500 per semester esiyaphezulu ema coalitioni kanye lasema universities. Inamba yokusithinta ku WhatsApp ithi 0012024650318. Abafuna ukusichayela ucingo lingasibamba kunombolo ethi 0012026192077. Ndikutaura vatereri tatenda kuti vangangoda vanoda kutibata pa WhatsApp ne WhatsApp vangatibata pa 0012024650318. Vanenge vachida kupinda pachirongwa tifonerei pa 0012026192077.
Thank you, Ben Tunga. And I think Totanga ne my guest, Edu, we can start off with Agency Gumbo. We spoke to you earlier today on our show. Just give us your reaction as you're hearing what the Deputy Minister is saying in regards to the issue of loans and grants within Zimbabwe's universities and colleges.
Well, the minister is making, indications that there are engagements that are being done with financial institutions. He's also talking about a process that they are undergoing with government to create a revolving fund that will assist in the payment of fees. In as much as that is means that we should welcome with positivity, we are also concerned and worried whether or not this is, just but political gimmick that the government might be trying to, put out there so as to solace the disgruntled students and disgruntled parents in Zimbabwe, because we've been hearing this mantra for a record 4 to 5 years now, with government promising that they are, you know, trying to build up something to enable assistance of financing of education in the country. Yet there has been very little commitment in as far as advancing the success of that policies. So, you know, we would very much expect that whenever the government or whenever the deputy minister and the ministry pronounce that they are working on a revolving fund, let this not be an internal process, but let it be a process that is result-oriented, a process that will actually come to fruition, a process that will evolve from being mere talk to being a practical and implementable, you know, policy on the ground. Because as we are talking, students are running out of time. We have students who have just gotten into university right now. They need to benefit from what the minister is saying. So if he continues, as his ministry continues to talk like that, it means that, you know, they might end up graduating or end up going out of school without necessarily benefiting from what they are saying. So, we welcome the development, we welcome the promise, we welcome the commitment, but we also are highly expectant of some action on the part of government, action on the part of the Ministry of Higher and Tertiary Education and the Ministry of Finance as well.
Thank you, the agency.
Yes, Tatenda, we have a graph compiled by our own Rutendo. Rungano,
see her now, our marvelous intern, of course.
Our intern, you know, she did a brilliant job of compiling the average tuition, you know, per semester for different universities in Zimbabwe. We have the University of Zimbabwe, you know, they are paying an average of $650. That's per semester. NUST, $523. Africa University, 1.2. Midland State University, about 600. Women's University in Africa, $896. Bindura, $452. Great Zimbabwe University, $622. And then we have Solusi University, 1,210. Chinoy, of course, 514. And the Catholic University of Zimbabwe, we have $875.
Mm-hmm. Very ranging there, but of course, for many, even the lowest there, some are saying they can barely afford.
Way out of reach for people in a comatose economy like Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Calvin, pinda hako ipapo, tichitari sama issues ma fees kuma universities and ma colleges. What do you want to say?
There are a lot of students who are failing to pay their tuition. So if government is pointing to further increases in my tuition, my fees, my investments, I think that's a very good move. But as for now, for instance, in the North, at NUST, it only accommodates very few people. So it's like we will be struggling to raise money for accommodation as Marie for TMA fees. My accommodation maybe in Blawayo, they charge very high prices for my accommodation. You can find out that they can be four students and they are gather in one room, paying $80 per head, not per room. So that is very expensive. So if you take those high rent as we combine my fees, I think it's bad that I'm gonna quit. You know, take another trouble because it's like Panati, they have what they call a payment plan, whereby a student, and then that's not going to be a fees, and not going to be a fees, but we can't just get any of the kind of input, but we can't just get any of the students are being paid by cadetship, but at the end of 2 years, find out that those students then the institutions end up demanding the parents of those students to pay money. And we find out that after 2 years, $2,000, and the parents cannot afford to pay that huge sum of money. So we are facing my challenges when it comes to school fees with my students in my university.
Coming to you, Alistair, you are feeling the heat firsthand. What would you want to see the government do to alleviate, the plight faced by most students?
For example, we're looking at a scenario whereby most of our parents are civil servants and the industries are being shut down. And we look at most of other parents are vendors and they can't even afford paying those fees. For example, if you look at the average wages of civil servants, most of them are ranging at about $300, which is less than three quarters that is required for students to register. So it's a problem to us as students now, because we feel like education is now being given to elite people. And according to the Constitution, it says that education is free for all. But is it free for those peasants, those children from Choloche, those children from where they cannot pay those fees which are required because their parents do not have money? If you look at those kids who are coming from rural areas such as Boera, a cow is less than $150. But the fees is more than $600. So it becomes a problem to us as students now to accept education, which is a problem because we believe that state education is free and the government should provide cadetships and scholarships for those children who are able. For example, let's look at a school in Boera. Our Tama is producing students with 15 points, but they cannot pay fees to access state-funded education.
Thank you there.
Singakabuye kuwe Gumbo si lo mlaleli lapha Miss T tine mtereri Ivan kuma swingo. Ivan wakadi yako.
Yo.
Hello Ivan.
Eh ano rukuzwa muri tegeni.
Ah tiri bostere kwa pina muchirongwa.
Yeah. Aita bazamkani jeni sao.
Tipe ofungwa zako. Hello Ivan, yenrambere tipo pfungwa dzako, wanzwa nyairi mudariro nyaya mafizi kuzvikoroi.
Ashiwa tukuchema kuti kuno kuti. Ah, ndaizvada kuona zvai kwanza kumuteridze kwakozi. Mazai kuti zvione kwepa. Especially kuma kuma police tendi kupona kuda. Mazai ndakawandisa pano ita kurwacha. Apa ego tu pada diskusi saja ni tu ni ada. Pasal apa jadi dosa ego? Mungkin ada dosa kamu saja.
Orang ku poli ku pi ku masih ingat ego ko.
Ya.
So apa sih mesti amar ubah darah mari?
Terus mesti ada ubah darah. 440.
Doma fees saya kena tuition chat. Tadi doma fees saya kena tuition chat eh.
Saka kubasira vadzidzi apa noda kuona hurumende kana kuti my universities achiita chii ndokuti mugone kubhadhara mari idzi musaremerwa maningi. Ndati saka ndapi matano aunoda kuona achitorwa kubasira vadzidzi.
Okay, ndoti dai kwanza kungoderedza kupichana vamwe maybe tachakonza kuti kozi idudo tsvadzo kuti vane mari yacho. Apo kuti hakuna kuti vane mari yacho.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma Ivan kumasvingo ikoko.
Okay.
Yeah, ngize kuwe mnumzana Gumbo. Kuyino obona kungenziwa kumbe siyazi usanda qeda wena UZ kona ngapho kodwa kuyini ubona ngani kungenziwa ngohulumende kumbe yiwo amakolishi okuphathisa abafundi?
Ama uhulumende kumele yena vele ekuqaliseke kwanise ukuthi besenze i-budget yabo lakhana behle bemile i-percentage engcontshwana kuma-universities ukuze kwanise ukuthi efundise abantwana bethu besihlaba. Enye into eqakathekileyo ngokuthi uhulumende phathisane kumbe esebenzisane lamabhizinisi lapha akhona eZimbabwe asebenzisane lamabhenki ethu ukuze bebe nehlelo yokuthi bekwanise ukubhadalela abantwana izikolo. Khathesi siyakhangela umumo wezinto i-realize ukuthi i-government yona vele kayisebenzisane kahle kahle namabhizinisi akhona and as such there is very little contribution that is coming from the corporate world ukuze bencedise abantwana besikolo. So sithi thina nxa besenza ama-policies abo, nxa besenza i-budget yabo, number one, bamele be-prioritize abantwana abakuma-universities because the development of human capital is key to the development of the nation and key to the development of the nation's economy. So, and number two, bamele besebenzisa la mabhizinisi. Siyakwazi ukuthi khathesi uhulumende ukhala ukuthi akula mali elizweni, uthi inotho yethu vele iwile yona, akula mali yokuthi kwanise ukwenze ezinye izinto esizitsho ukuthi zizazenza. But we believe that we are keen to see ukuthi uhulumende ngakasebenzisane la mabhizinisi akhona, esebenzisane lama-banks and also take careful use of the natural resources that we have in the country ukuthi iyehluleka yini ukuthi bebe nemali ekuthi bangakwanisi ukuthi bebhadale amafees ama-universities ngoba i-constitution yethu itsho njalo phela ithi yona it's a right ukuthi umuntu ebe ne-education. Manje this right should be supported ukuze this right for this right to be realized kumele ukuthi uhulumende yena simbone senza something to ensure that this right is realized. And one of the things that the government can do is to have financing of education and subsidize education to a level where it becomes acceptable to the ordinary citizens down there in Choloso, ordinary citizens down there in Botito, ordinary citizens down there in Berengwa.
Siyabonga mnumzana Gumbo lingayikatshana balaleli that was of course Agency Gumbo saying that the government should learn to prioritize higher education in its national budget. He also spoke a need for the government to have good working relations with the corporate world and banks.
Mm-hmm.
But of course it's not an easy thing in an economy like Zimbabwe where there is zero confidence from within the country and without.
Mm-hmm.
So really to find institutions that are willing to invest monetarily in any sector is a tall order.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Ntunga, we just want to take a very quick break and we'll come back and read some comments from some of our listeners and also continue to take phone calls. But at this time, as usual, we just want to replay and recap the headlines from our news programs. For those of you that don't know, we have our Shona English and Ndebele daily news broadcast. And of course, Ntunga, it's time for the
news headlines.
Kwaita mirishonga kumahofisi MDC Renewal Team pamusangano wanga uchiitwa nekomiti yepamusoro yebato iri nasi. Zvichitevera nyaya yekudanana nemudzimai wemunhu iri kupomerwa mubati wehomwe mubato iri vaElton Mangoma. Bato rakavambwa kunze kwenyika nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe makore maviri apfuura reZimbabweans United for Democracy kana kuti Zunde muchidimbu rinoparura mabasa aro munyika. Makanzura emugweru akambomiswa basa nava Ignatius Chombo ochema nekupindira kwava Chombo mumakanzuru vachiti vari kuda kuparadza makanzuru ose anotongwa neMDC.
Youths from the MDC renewal team clashed at the opposition formation's offices in Harare over the alleged extramarital affair of the party's treasurer general, Elton Mangoma, involving a married woman. The Zimbabweans United for Democracy Party, formed in the diaspora in 2013 and whose leadership includes former High Court Judge Justice Benjamin Paradza, was launched in Harare today. And finally, the African Development Bank is currently holding its 50th annual meeting in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, where seven candidates, including a Zimbabwean, have lined up to take the coveted post of the bank's presidency.
Ibandla le-MDC Renewal Team lithi selibumbe ikomiti ezacubungula udaba lwelunga elisakhulayo umnumzana Billy Tebera othi wathathelwa umkakhe ngumnumzana Elton Mangoma ongumgcini-ngcebo waleli bandla. Ngakwelinye icele ibandla le-MDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tswangirai lamhla lisole ibandla le-ZANU-PF ngokwehluleka ukugcwalisa isithembiso salo sokusungula imisebenzi edlula izigidi ezimbili iyasithembisa ngesikhathi ikhankasela ukhetho olwedlulayo. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke sidlaziye okwenziwa luhlangothi lukahulumende olukhangelane lezamasiko, imigido lokunye okufanayo olwe-National Arts Council olusanda kuqhuba imihlangano eminingi ebizwa ngokuthi yi-National Culture Week.
Thank you there to our reporters for the headlines recap. Ntunga, before we take our caller, Prince Ariparunare, let's read one or two comments that we received on WhatsApp today. There's a student here who said he wanted to rename nameless, but he said, I'm a student at Harare Poly, and I wanted to just say that students at the college are being denied a chance to register for November HEXCO exams before full payment of second term fees. A number of students, awasukwanisa kubvisa yese in one payment. Exam fee is $72 and school fees are $210. Then we also have Jonathan, who is a student at NAST, who says if we can call him, but he's speaking here similar to what Calvin was talking about, the number of heads per room that these guys are paying for accommodation at the university.
Silo mlaleli lapha icingweni. Tatenda silo Prince. Kobulawayo. Prince wakadi yakho. Tinofara. Asim ning nava jonga andi ntungamili.
Oh, right, ntungamili magadi zenyu koko.
Ai, wadri boss tere. Kitipe ofungwa zenyu nguva yafamba.
Ya, zinongoni zani zekuti ikuru mele Zimbabwe. Nima mele rakaita nezinu zirimiti ya zato wa ando zinongo tinepei. Asi kuba inga wanchi mabasari kuwa nikuwa mino mzibahu. Kana kutu zaendo kia kudara zeza. Kuti shikoro kuni zemuchi endo wa asili na chupasita kuwa na mare kita zini.
Koi mimi muri kuenda kuchikoro kana kuti makato pedza.
Andichini po pa chikoro. Andichanda pedza ndopedza dzidzo.
Muri kudzidza kupi kunasti?
Aya andiri pa college pa Agriculture pa Kublawai kuwanzi.
Okay, ikoko mafizi ari kufamba sei? Muri kubhadhara mari pa semester. Pane shamari dzenyere kana kuti vamwe vamunoziva vakatomira kuenda kuchikoro nenyaya yekutadza kureza mafizi. I would not end up coma prince in a good pinam shrunga chedunas.
Thank you there. We'd like to ask our guests to hold on the line. Agency Calvin and Alistair will be right back to you. And to our listeners, we are now streaming full live on the internet. Please join us there. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
abe radio sizabonana kusasa abakhona ukungena ebulenjini lingayikatshana olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo.